It might seem strange to many of us that suddenly we're being retold the story. We've all heard the story earlier in the gospel of Jesus coming to Peter and those who are fishing after they've spent all night long trying to catch. And Jesus comes and says, "Go, put your nets out again." We remember that story. And I'm sure Peter and the disciples remembered that story, that encounter with Jesus. But now we have John telling us the story again in with the post-resurrection narratives after the resurrection. And so now things become different. They're different. And they're different because of the conviction in the resurrection. John is giving us this encounter with Jesus to tell us that this Lord Jesus was not a hallucination. The resurrection was not a myth. The resurrection wasn't a ghost. And he does so very dramatically by relating to us that Jesus asked to eat. Eat. Something that we all do. And he shared in conversation with the disciples. It's very important for us to understand the importance and the impact of that resurrection, because it is now looking at all events through the lens of that resurrection. Thornton Wilder wrote a wonderful piece, an American classic called Our Town. And the major character, who now in death is allowed to go back, and she chooses to go back to her 16th birthday, a very important time in a young woman's life. And there she is, looking at herself in the morning of her 16th birthday. And it's so important that suddenly she takes a look and she sees the love of her father towards her, and the love of her mother, and the family that has now surrounded her. Things that would have been just immediately taken for granted and even missed. And you can almost hear the cry of the character, "Be aware of it. Take a look at what's happening. Embrace it. All this love, it's almost too much." Take a look at what John's doing in terms of this story with Jesus at the seaside with Peter. He's looking at it through the lens of the resurrection. He's letting us know that the mystagogia, which has been formulated and fashioned in the person of Jesus, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection, now is seen as life-giving to every aspect and every moment of our existence. In our human experience, when we encounter and we make those commitments in our lives, we make those commitments at the moment that we find ourselves. But as we continue to grow in the mystery, it more and more becomes evident of God's presence in and through that mystery. A man and a woman who make their commitment at the altar to one another, pledging their lives, would not know at that moment exactly everything that they were to encounter. And yet when those celebrations, those anniversaries come, and people look back, they see how God's hand has been a part of every aspect of the life. Same is true for that priest who on a day of his ordination makes a commitment to God, does not realize how God will use that man as an instrument, or the religious, or any type of vocation that suddenly is a commitment, and then understanding the mystery that's involved in the relationships. Here it is. The mystery that we are looking at and examining. And one of the aspects, the commands of Jesus, is cast out into the deep. Take it into the deep. John Paul II loved that statement. In fact, he called the third millennium, Ducem Altum, his peace, going into the deep. And the depth is understanding the mystery in our lives, going deep into ourselves to discover that God, to discover Christ, to discover the Spirit that motivates and moves us. And where is that celebrated? Right here in church. And this is what church is, the very beginning of protecting. And we see in the Acts of the Apostle, the protection of the name of Jesus, the willingness now even to suffer When you take a look at the Acts, doesn't it strike you immediately that these are the same disciples, the apostles, that were bumbling through the Gospels? Not getting it, missing the point. And now all of a sudden you have them here proclaiming to the point of their own suffering, and as we hear, the precursor in terms of the death of Peter, the death themselves, proclaiming it because of the conviction they have in the living, resurrected Jesus, who has conquered both sin and death. A little over 100 days ago, I stood here at this pulpit, preaching on the last part of this gospel. Feed my sheep. The answer to the question, do you love me? Every one of us, in terms of our commitment to the Lord, must constantly answer that question. Do you love me? If you do, then open yourselves to the mystery of my presence in your life so that I may grow in you and we may grow as church. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.